Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz to Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we are going to be covering Ted Lasso Season 3, Episode 5, Signs.
Signs, signs, everywhere there's signs, right? Okay. It's a song. It's a song.
I figured.
Okay. You're making me feel old. Wow, that's sad. And we have our usual caveats and disclaimers, and those include that we will be cursing, likely, and that there may or may not be spoilers for this episode if you haven't seen it. Obviously, we're going to be referring to other things about Ted Lasso and predictions and all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And we are having beverages. What are you having?
I'm having chai tea.
Oh, chai tea is good. I haven't had chai in a while. Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. What are you having?
Well, because it's coffee time, I'm having coffee, but I also made myself a cocktail. And my cocktail is a Valencia cocktail. So this Valencia cocktail has apricot brandy, orange juice, orange bitters, and champagne. And so it's basically like a hyped up mimosa. So at some point in this, if I start acting crazy, it's because I'm actually having alcohol, you know, because that happens.
So. All right. Let's get into Season 3, Episode 5, Signs. It starts out with Richmond losing a match. They are now on a 7-week winless streak, even with Zava scoring for them.
Well, I mean, that's really, when you think about it in context, really bad, because it's not just one match a week. It's multiple matches a week. So you're losing and losing and losing at this point.
Or tying and tying and tying.
Right. And but you're hearing the pundits talk about, like, oh, this power of positive thinking thing isn't working and blah, blah, blah. Or is that somebody else who's saying that?
I think somebody else. But apparently they'll be playing Man City next. The pub guy is the one who says, I knew positive thinking was bullshit.
the one who got the job and then suddenly doesn't have a job anymore, whatever. So, yeah.
And then I look at the board in the background of when they're in the office, the coach's office, and they have 3 losses, 6 draws, and 6 wins.
Overall. So, yeah, they talk about, and this is where the pundits come in. They're like, oh, yeah, all things drop at the same rate. And one of them says, except feathers. Galileo is a thing.
Higgins mentions, it says, even with Zava, the team eats more ass than your mom. And then it's just like, oh, you need to get off of Twitter. And he's like, no, my dad sent me that text.
dark texts. The coaches are clearly unhappy. And when Ted comes in, you know, Ted's still like, oh, we got the ability to do this. And they're all like, our offense sucks, our defense sucks, the defense isn't working. And if we're all just gonna, I think it's Roy that says, if we're all just gonna have the team sitting around watching Zava, why are we paying them more or less?
Well, no, they need to start buying tickets.
Yeah.
And then Rebecca comes in and she's upset they aren't winning. And then they get confused about where North is, because there's this whole metaphor about like a ship going towards the North Star to bring them home. And then like Rebecca's like, North, and Ted starts pointing like where he thinks is North. And she's like, North is that way. And then everyone's like, no, North is that way. And they all get confused.
They are directionless. That is part of the problem. Mm-hmm. And so then we have the credits. And Rebecca is looking at her green matchbook. She's at the coffee shop or whatever, where she had broken up with the boring guy she dated in Season 2.
That will come up in 2 seconds. And yes. She's about to ask the waitress to like throw it away for her, but she doesn't get the chance when John, her ex, who she dumped in this coffee shop, walks up, and it's John and his fiance. And they tell a story about harassing Anthony Hopkins at Hamilton, and the fiance calls him her shite and nining armor, which is
what the psychic said.
And then Rebecca calls Keely to talk about this, but Keely's in a meeting with the CFO and Jack, and the CFO basically wants the company to take on more clients, but Keely is worried about spreading themselves too thin and not being able to focus on the clients they already have. And Jack agrees, and the CFO is like, fine, whatever. She's a bit bitter about it.
Right. Right. And so they talk about being a boutique firm, and that's a good way to do it. And because the CFO is such a downer, Jack even sees it. She's like, oh yeah, she's real fun to be around, you know?
Yeah. And then Shandy comes in and she's really passive aggressive because she comes in and she's like, well, I've created an app like Banter, but it focuses on banging celebrities. It's called Starfucker, but it's spelled like Banter is without the E. I looked up in the captions, they added that.
Nice. And so it's clear when Shandy leaves the room that Jack agrees that she's got to go. So she's trying to explain to Keely how to let her go. And at first Keely thinks she's being fired. But
yeah, because you know, Jack doesn't like specify, and she's just like, well, listen, I've loved having you here. You're great to have around the firm, but you need to be let go or whatever. But then she reveals, oh no, this is what you need to say to Shandy. But Keely doesn't want Shandy to hate her because they're friends and all that stuff. And then the team, we go back over to the team, and the team sees a news article about Nate and Anastasia going out, and they're just like, what the hell?
And yeah, then because she is like drop dead gorgeous.
And they talk about the origins of She's All That to My Fair Lady, to Pygmalion.
Which and is Danny funny says, I like pigs. They have the intelligence of a human toddler.
Yeah. And then the team asks Zava what he thinks of Anastasia. And he's like, I don't think of her. I'm devoted to my wife. And then he says, I don't watch movies because I like to watch my wife at all times. And I'm like, kind of creepy, but okay.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds good, but it also sounds creepy. So then we've got Beard. And Beard is talking about Man City. And he says, I can't believe our white whale has the same name as a strip club where I danced in college.
I did not hear that. That's really funny.
I had to pause because that was just hilarious.
I didn't catch that one. The coaches are trying to figure out how to change their tactics for Man City, because obviously they're tactics aren't working. And Trent has an idea, but he's hesitant to share. So then Ted and Beard compare themselves to injured monkeys to get them to help, and they start making monkey noises at them, and Roy starts ranting like an ape.
Right, he's like making gorilla noises because he's not a monkey. He's like, yeah, ooh, yeah, you know,
he's more evolved than that. And then Trent suggests an old school tactic, but they were like, no, that won't work. And it's like, okay, never mind then. I don't know what the point of it was.
Well, I mean, yeah, they're like, oh, that's a good idea, but no, we can't do that because our backs are too slow or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so they just start talking about Henry during all this. Ted gets a text that Henry, he thinks, is getting bullied.
I wrote down this entire monologue. I will say Roy's monologue, but yeah, you can go ahead.
Well, I wrote down most of it too, but go ahead. So Beard says, oh, well, we can catch a flight, you know, through Paris, and we can be at that punk's house by noon, and we'll just leave it in ashes.
Roy says, the best thing to do with bullies is ignore them. Then you sneak into their house at 4 a.m., which statistically speaking is the hour people are least prepared to defend themselves. Once you're standing over them while they're sleeping, you beat them with thick and heavy rope soaked in red paint until they wake, confusing the paint with blood. And when they beg you to stop, you laugh as loud and as long as you can. Then you start beating them again.
It's so funny.
And I think Trent like drops his mug just out of pure like confusion and fear.
Yeah.
And then funny. Rebecca.
But Ted's like, I might wait for till I can get more details. That's a good idea too. Mm-hmm. So Higgins goes to Rebecca and he is really struggling, but he's like, you know, the club's going in the wrong direction. You know, if we lose another match, we need to think about changing managers. And Rebecca's like, oh my God, you think we should change managers? He's like, I didn't say that. Do you think I want to do this? I don't want to do this kind of thing.
Yeah. And then she's like, well, I'm not going to fire Ted. We'll see how things go. Let's just see. And then they start talking about psychics instead.
Yeah. You loved that part, right?
I didn't write anything down, so sure.
Well, right. So Rebecca asks Higgins if he believes in psychics, and he's like, well, you know, what can I say? You know, whatever they say, you know, are things they didn't ask, and some of these things can come true, and you, whatever you believe in is what you believe in. Mm-hmm. And Rebecca points out that, oh, I went to a psychic, and you know, some of the things she said have come true. It's like, I don't think any of that is accurate, but okay.
Well, it's just, it's a little too, it's confusing, mostly because of, I think the shining armor really tipped it off, because that's way too specific. But
phrasing, certainly.
Yeah, I think that's why she's thinking that. I think if it was only the Green Matchbook, then it would be pointless to think about it like that. But I think the phrasing of that is more what tipped her off. And then we go over to Nate, who, and the assistant gives Nate Anastasia's number to call her, since he didn't ask for it at the party. And he calls somebody. And
Mom,
then he says, Hey, listen, I think we should like get drinks sometime again or something like that. And then he's just like, oh, Mom, yeah, no, this is just practice. Does it sound good?
yeah. So he's just
kind of funny. That's really funny.
How to ask for a date with your mother. Rebecca and Ted are in the hallway, and like, it's interesting because, you know, they pass each other, and then they're both kind of like realizing, oh, I was preoccupied and not talking. And Ted thinks that Rebecca's mad at him, and Rebecca is, and he's like, well, I'm not a psychic, whatever.
They see each other, and then she's about to apologize, and he's like, no, I forgive you for yelling at me. I get it. I probably should have handled things better. And then she kind of looks surprised that he knew what she was going to say. And then he's just like, I can be psychic sometimes. And then she kind of like looks alarmed. And then she's like, no, I was bullying you. And then he gets alarmed that she's talking about bullying, which is what he thinks is going on with his son. So they're, and then they just kind of like awkwardly just walk away.
Right.
Then we go back over to Keely, and the CFO tells Keely that Shandy called a sunglasses client at 3 a.m. to pitch an idea of condoms for the balls, and the client has fired the company. And so Keely finally fires Shandy, and Shandy says that she's going to be opening her own firm to rival that one. But even with the perks, she adds, no one wants to go with her except Dan, but she doesn't want him. And she storms out dramatically. What did you want to say?
It's like, and I will say this from a performance standpoint or from a writing standpoint, I don't know which is making which thing better, but it's like she goes through all the 12 stages of
grief. Yeah, because she starts crying at one point.
Right, in a 2-minute scene, and you know, she's angry, she's in denial, she does all
the performance is great.
Yeah, it is. But you know, she just is like, Dan, you can't come with me, whatever. And it's such a relief to like have her gone. Everyone's kind of thrilled.
Yeah. And then go over to Rebecca, who's visiting a doctor about fertility. She's going to have some tests done, and that's going to be that. Cause she thinks that the psychic might be right about, oh, if I can start a family or whatever, I'm going to check. And then we go back over to the team. Isaac tells the team to go rest and no video games other than Animal Crossing before bed. then Jamie motivates the team by like being like, well, we need to stay positive. We know that we're good. We know that we're all talented. We can do this. And then Zawa gives basically the same kind of speech that Jamie made, and the team is way more motivated.
Oh, and right.
But I said that.
yeah. And Jamie's kind of like, why am I not being treated like a leader? Right. And so, yeah, they, of course, you know, Zava had put down this giant weight and gives his speech, whatever.
Yeah,
Michelle calls Ted.
And there, I will, sorry, before we get into this part, I will say this takes place in his kitchen, in his apartment, and you see an open jar of peanut butter on the counter. So that was a fun call.
Well, right. And he's also pouring himself bourbon.
I thought he was drinking water, but okay.
But Michelle calls Ted and says, you know, Jake has taken Henry to the park. And it turns out that Henry was not being bullied. He was the bully.
I like that twist.
I do too. I kind of saw it coming. I
kind of saw it coming too, because it seemed a little too easy to, it also seemed a little cliche. I don't know.
Yeah. Then we cut briefly to, you know, closing time at Keeley's, and Dan comes in and he's joking that he's quitting. And then he's super awkward, kind of like Nate, you know, like, but you know, it really
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But the CFO. Keely,
sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so yeah, Keely's got tickets to the Man City match, and she's asking if people want to go. And the CFO is like, well, is it going to be violent? And she's like, no, I don't think so. And she's like, oh, then I don't want to go. And Jack's like, oh, I'll go with you.
And it's like, okay, cool. And then Roy, I love this part, but yeah. Roy, it's right before the match and Roy goes to each player and like gives them a fist bump and whatever. And he's like, he's just saying things like peel them, smash them. And then he goes to Colin and he's like, I'm not playing. And he's like, cheer until your throat bleeds. And yeah. He goes to Sam and he's like, outclass them. Instead of fist bumping, he shakes his hand.
Yeah.
That's yeah. so funny. And Zava yeah. isn't there.
Yes. And everyone's like, oh my God, where is Zava?
Oh, and then there's a little moment here with Ted and Beard talking, and Ted, I forget what Beard says, but Ted's like, oh, I needed to hear that. And he said, Beard's like, no, you needed to hear that. And then Ted's like, I just said that. And he's like, you did? yeah. That was
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, I think they were talking about time zones or something. And you know, Ted had to be told that, you know, we don't have one big time zone because of the sun.
Something like that.
Roy comes in during this conversation is like, we got a problem. And it is clear that the problem is that Zava's not there. We cut yeah. then to there's a nasty smell at Keeley's, and apparently Shandy put a lamb in the conference room and it's pooping everywhere.
Yep. And so she's gonna have to clean up that. And then we go over to Nate, who takes Anastasia to the Greek restaurant, and because he always goes to this freaking Greek restaurant. And and Jade doesn't believe that Anastasia's there with Nate. Then he asks for the window table, but Jade again has to ask the manager to take care of it. Still wouldn't do it without the manager. Odd. And then there's this whole thing where the manager comes up and is like, okay, yeah, I know you're going to be over here. And Anastasia clearly doesn't really like the restaurant because it's not like high end or anything. It's
it's depressing and it's whatever. And Nate's explaining that, you know, the food's amazing and she is just basically being whiny and taking selfies and being depressed, whatever. So then we've got,
well, first Keeley texts Rebecca that she can't make it to the match because of the lamb stuff. And the doctor texts Rebecca and is like, I have the test results. I will tell you after the match. I'm like, why after the match? Okay. Colin will be in place of Zava because they can't find him. And they've been trying to find Zava everywhere. And Beard, Ted says, maybe he's dead. And then Roy's like, fucking better be.
Exactly. Because if not, I'm going to fucking kill him. After they've cleaned up the stuff at Keeley's, Jack and Keeley are like, oh, well, I need a drink. And Keeley goes to get Shandy's work vodka,
which that she kept on her desk.
Yeah, nice. So we go back to Nate at the restaurant. He is feeding hummus to Anastasia because she's like, oh, this is just sad and it looks like vomit and no one wants to see me eating something that looks like vomit and whatever.
Nate is trying to explain the importance of the restaurant to him and his family. And it's like, oh, I've been here for so many like milestones. It's very important to my parents and all that stuff. And she's just texting her friend to get out of there. And she makes up this lame excuse of like, oh, my friend's sick. My friend needs help or something. And she leaves and as she leaves the restaurant, you see her friends in a like Corvette in the background and they're about to go party somewhere else.
Yeah. Wake me up before you go is like blasting out of this convertible. But it's interesting because you see Jade in the background and suddenly she's sympathetic. Tonight.
Suddenly. And then
suddenly she's a human instead of being a complete asshole, which, you know, that's good. So they lose to Man City. It's 4-0. And everyone's basically saying that without Zava, they're shit. They find out that Zava is, you know, hinting about retirement.
Well, no, he is retiring. It's confirmed.
Right. We find that out like a little bit later, but it's still in the, hey, they're saying stuff like he's going to retire or he's retiring or something like that, whatever.
Yeah. And then Rebecca calls the doctor or the doctor calls Rebecca and he basically tells her, yeah, listen, the tests say that you can't have kids. And she's like, fuck.
He's crying.
Yeah, and it's very sad. And then Rebecca tries to call Keeley, but Keeley's hanging out with Jack and getting drunk on vodka. And Keeley and Jack are kind of talking about their exes. Like, I think her and Jack had, like, dated a clown at some point. And Jack asks, "Oh yeah, well, your ex is was a footballer or whatever." And she's like, "Oh, Jamie? Yeah, no, I can talk about that because I feel better about that kind of thing. I feel better."
But
she can't talk about Roy. And then Keely kisses Jack, and then Jack kisses back, and then they have sex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with the fact, it's been hinted at that she's bi and that she's more interested in women. That's not the issue I have.
No, but no, my issue later. Is like other stuff. So Jade, because even at the beginning, Nate had been like ordering baklava and oh, how great it is there. So Jade brings the baklava for two and joins him at the table. And it's actually kind of sweet. And they're clearly having, you know, a conversation and
they get along and they have, yeah. I don't know, they have a similar vibe. And
I love this though, because we then cut to Beard and you hear Beard saying, "Well, in all parallel universes, there's not one where we won this match."
I didn't catch that one either. You caught all the really good lines.
But Ted's like, you know, you can see his like thumbs are itching. Like he's got this panic attack coming on. And Henry, but it's more like a premonition. It's more like a psychic kind of thing that he knows that Henry's going to call. Right.
Well, so Henry I don't calls. Know if it's that, but I think that he's starting to have a panic attack. And then Henry calls. And Henry says that he should have followed Ted's advice. If you get angry, you need to count to five. And if that doesn't work, and like to calm yourself down. And if that doesn't work, count to five again. Yeah. and he apologized through rap in front of the entire class. And yeah. So that's all resolved. And then we see Danny being upset that Zob is retiring, like crying. Yeah. And then Zob posted a video about putting his energy into something he loves, which is going to be his avocado farm and his wife and all that stuff. And then Ted.
There are these weird phrases about like, oh, what you put into the universe puts back into you. Like it's some sort of sexual weird thing. It's strange language. So Henry, tells Ted he loves him and Ted kind of panics, but he controls it. Zava is gone.
By thinking of his son.
Pardon me?
Helps calm down his panic attack. And yeah. Then Ted thinks Zava leaving is a good thing. Yeah. And oh, this is really funny. Ted was like, "We couldn't handcuff him to a locker and make him love us." And then Danny says, "We could have tried."
I didn't hear that part. Cute.
Danny's like in tears, just being like, "We could have tried."
But and Ted's funny. Like, "We just need to believe," and then the believe sign falls apart behind it. It's like, yeah. And they are all like, "Oh no!" And then Ted's like, "This is just a sign. Belief comes from the inside." And you know, he talks about getting in our own way with our envy and our fear and our shame. And you know, it's the belief that matters. You know, all of us deserve love. Even if we hurt other people, we get better and we need to believe in ourselves and one another. And Jamie, as they break, goes to Roy and says, "Tomorrow at 4:00. And Roy's like, "Damn fucking right."
Yeah. And there's a montage while he's giving that speech of Nate and Jade talking, Keely and Jack doing it. And behind like the privacy screen of like the... what it was made
to do.
Sadly, yeah. It's that exact purpose. And
for
then
screwing the boss, yay.
Mm-hmm. And then Rebecca looking at the matchbook, and Roy and Jamie are going to train even more. And that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. And it was actually a 52-minute episode. And
I was surprised how long it was and how few things happened.
Yeah, I mean, I think again we're getting into the we've got so many characters we're trying to like fit all this stuff in, and it just takes longer and you lose the punchiness of some of the good stuff. So what was your best part?
I had a few. Okay. Shandy getting fired, thank god. Rebecca, I mean her storyline is heartbreaking, but again, I mentioned from the beginning, like when we got to that psychic part, that I don't think that she's going to have a kid, or at least not like a natural one, I guess, in a way, if that makes any sense. Like she might like
the team is her child.
The team, or like Nora is going to come back in town and she's going to hang out and be like, well, you're my godchild. I'm going to put more of my energy into you or something like that. I mean, there are other possibilities and I think those would be better ways to do it. And so that, the bully twist I actually liked, but I think they could have expanded on it more, like go into why he did it and not just be like, oh, I apologize. So it's fine. Like, I feel like going into being like, all right, well, were you lashing out because Ted wasn't there? Is that why you lost your way? Like, why? I wish they would have gotten more in depth, I guess, but they kind of just were like, no, I apologize in a wrap and it's fine. I mean, that's cute.
They seem to brush off a lot of these Ted family, the details of it. And I think that kind of bothers me when we're talking about being invested in or not invested in that storyline. It's like, it's hard to be invested in it if you're not going to tell me what's actually happening.
Yeah. And then Ted's belief speech.
So, okay.
And also, I think Jade being a better person, I think that her seeing Nate as a person and as a person with feelings and being more sympathetic towards him and, I don't know, sharing in that moment, I think is a better use of her time. But I wasn't expecting her to be a character. So, yeah, Jade and Nate are fine. I think that's fine. I just wish she hadn't been an awful person and come around a little bit sooner. And maybe like had been like, okay, well, I don't need to talk to my manager this time. I'll just let you have the window table or something, like a little bit of something to show growth. So,
yeah. Well, because she joins Nate. So whatever. So yeah.
She was seen with a model. Yeah. But go ahead.
But yeah, my best parts, I don't have a lot for this. I should have, and I didn't write down Shanda getting fired but we all knew that was coming and thank God. So there are some good lines in this episode, mm-hmm. definitely. Anything involving Roy Kent, I love Roy. Roy and Jamie, I really like that.
I want to see more of it.
Well, right. And I think that the future of the team is them pushing through what needs to happen with this team. So I will say,
yeah, Jamie is also a good part of this episode as well.
Yeah. Nate and Jade, I wrote down as well. But I think a lot of those nuggets of really good stuff get lost when you've got all of these other storylines going on. So those mm-hmm. were what I wrote down as best. What were your worst parts?
I have a few. Shandy in general. Like I wrote that down before like we got to the part of like her getting fired, but still her behavior towards Keely is not great. And then Nate and Anastasia was stupid. Richmond losing. I wish that they won just to prove a point. Like Colin joining the team again gave them more cohesion and at least tie or something. I felt like them losing so badly, it was just like, well, I need a high point of this episode and I don't feel like I got it. And then Zava abandoning the team was wow. Kind of glad I didn't stick around too long because they were relying so heavily on him and we want to prove that they are good without him, but still.
Right.
And Rebecca finding out about her infertility, it hurts to watch. It's sad that she was getting her hopes up and all that stuff. But that's another thing that it said in the first season, it's the hope that kills you sometimes. And right. her fully believing in the psychic was not helping her.
No.
Jack and Keely, because it's not because she's a woman. That's not my issue.
No.
Mm-mm. I think that it's good that Keely's finally fully expressing her sexuality and fully understanding herself in that way. I guess it's not completely clear whether or not she knew, but either way, she knows now, or we know now. But it's the fact that it's first of all her boss, and it's even more. I think it's even worse than this. When I had a problem with Sam and Rebecca, it's not nearly as bad as Keely and Jack, because it's clear that Jack is already giving her more of a preference in general, like her opinion's a preference, which is not a bad thing unless there's a romantic tie to it that's skewing it. So mm-hmm. it could be like a conflict of interest and stuff like that. It's just, it could have been anybody else. But it's the fact that it's her boss. It's also, you can't even talk about your ex at that point and you want to go ahead and hook up with somebody else. I don't think that's healthy.
Well, and that's somebody else is your boss. So it's not somebody else that's not, it's not like a one night stand that you're not going to have any encounter with this person again.
No. So someone you're going to have to interact with a lot, and that will be weird. And it's not the fact that she's a girl. She could have hooked up with anybody else. I just think that it's the fact that it's her boss is, again, I don't know why they chose that. It could have been anybody else. Just anybody. Those are what I have. What about you?
Well, what I wrote down was the Rebecca believing in the psychic thing. I find that, and you know, obviously she's acknowledging in her own weird way that, like, you know, I shouldn't believe in this, but I am believing in it because these things are coming true, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's like the title of the episode, Signs. It's like you look for signs where you want to see them, right? You take something as a sign and it becomes important because you give it value, not necessarily because it is in any way actually meaningful. And so this idea that, oh, the psychic must have told me everything that's true is, you know, I think it is a way to highlight that. But I don't think it's that great. I don't like Keely and Jack, and a lot of it is stuff that you've already talked about. And it's not a situation where we didn't have hints that Keely, you know, because she had like kind of almost hit on Rebecca in the first couple of seasons a couple of times. And then, you know, like there was a the dog lady who had hit on her, and you know, she's, oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is not an issue, I think, because I do get the sense that that is common. Like I could see Shandy being like that too. You know, I hook up with people regardless of their, you know, gender, background, sexuality, or anything else. I think what's bothering me is that casualness of it,
and the drunkenness and everything. What? Talking about your ex, the drunkenness, like,
that happens. I mean, no,
the stuff leading up to it didn't lend itself to be like a romantic experience. Like being drunk and talking about exes.
That happens.
It's just, it's not really gonna make it, I don't know, better.
Yeah, I think what it is to me is the same thing that you had talked about from a power dynamic situation. I get the sense that, you know, Jack, once she met Keely, wanted was sexually attracted to her and wants this to play out in a specific way. And mm-hmm. I also get the sense that Jack is somebody who kind of goes through people. You know, I think she sees Keely as potentially disposable, and I don't want Keely to be in that position. That bothers me.
We'll get into predictions later. Never mind.
Right. So those were the only ones I wrote down. I mean, there were other things that I was like, I don't like the whole Zava leaving the team thing, but he had to get out of the way. We need for Jamie to become like leader on the team and blah, 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 whatever. So what is your grade for this episode?
I give it a B-. It's fine. It has some humor in it that I like, but there are certain things that, I don't know, I don't love it.
Right. I gave it a B- also, and I was wondering, you know, is this my lowest Ted Lasso grade? It might be, because, yeah, I'm just kind of
no, like... the beard episode was our lowest.
Oh, yeah. That was not good.
Yeah.
That was not good. But this was not a really good episode to me either. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of like, I'm disappointed, but I think
halfway through the season, as far as I know, mm-hmm. if we have only 10 episodes, we're halfway through.
Right. And I'm not... I think we're just still very, very fragmented, and I understand that that's important, you know, it's the act three, you know, kind of thing, like everything.
We're still lost in the woods.
We're lost in the woods. Like, can we just have something come to a head and move on, right? And, you know, obviously the the drama needs to kind of start moving. So anyway, that was my thought. What were your predictions? What are your predictions at this point?
Well, I'm concerned that the CFO is going to find out about Keely and Jack and use that against her. And it could potentially get her fired, all things considered, either one of them, because that's not appropriate conduct, especially in the workplace. Especially since it happened in the office. It's not during office hours necessarily, but still, it's the fine line there. I hope this will make Keely see, like, if Jack is using her or something, I don't know, if it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be in her mind, and the fact she can't even think about, like, or talk about Roy and all that stuff still, it's like, you clearly haven't completely moved on, which is normal. Like, that was a long relationship, all things considered, it was a long relationship, and it was a meaningful one, and, like, and it wasn't ended on your terms. It was because he dumped her. And so I just want them to get back together. And I think my thing is she just needs to figure herself out and, like, figure out what she wants. And the fact that the hookup was done without any feeling really, other than kind of just lust. I hope she figures out, well, this isn't what I want. I want to be loved. I want to feel that again. And I feel like the only person I really got that from was Roy. So I hope that she kind of figures herself out a little bit. I'm worried the CFO is going to do that. I hope Rebecca and Sam at least talk or something. Because at this point, I think she just needs to be cheered up. And again, the fact that, like, Keely was not ignoring Rebecca's calls, but missing Rebecca's calls is sad, because I want her and Keely to maintain that fun relationship they have. So I hope that they are able to talk about, like, boy stuff or girl stuff or whatever they want to talk about next episode. I want to see Jamie and Roy training more. I want to see Jamie, like, become more of the leader that he wants to be. I want to see them win, because God, it's been so long, and I want them to win on their own merit. I was happy that Colin was, like, put back into the team, but it didn't make much of a difference. So I wish it made more of a difference. But I can't really think of anything for Ted. I think Ted just needs to vibe a little bit more and help the team gain more confidence. I don't know. Yeah. What about you?
I have my predictions. I also have a couple of your daddy's. He only has a couple, so whatever. But I will add those at the end. So, you know, prediction wise, I agree with you that the Keely Jack relationship is fraught with peril. I hadn't really thought about it from a CFO standpoint.
Well, the CFO's already kind of jealous of the attention. I don't know. I feel like it's possible. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, I certainly can see her telling on them, but I have a feeling that would cause the CFO to get fired rather than the other way around, because Jack's the boss. So I do feel like, you know, that might create problems. It might also cause Keely to be fired. I don't know. But I agree with, I miss the fun relationships. You know, this episode was not about fun relationships at all. The only relationship that I saw that had any element of, hey, I want to know more about that, was Nate and Jade, which is weird. But the thing is, you know, I like the idea of Nate, you know, finally getting something that Nate actually wants, genuinely wants, not something that other people want for him, something that he wants for himself. Yeah. And I think, you know, that's a life lesson. You know, you love yourself and you know, the good things will come to you. You know, you have that self-confidence. And so, you know, the fact that he's being true to himself with that is a good thing, in my opinion. But you're not seeing it with really anybody else at this point. And it's kind of like, geez, you know, and we aren't seeing any Sam, because this is one of those things, you know, like, Danny's kind of true to himself, but Sam is one of those characters on this show that is true to himself and knows, like, has a real sense of identity that is kind of unshakable. Mm-hmm. We aren't getting any Sam. Roy does too on multiple levels, although Roy,
I think he
Roy
still has, needs to find himself a little bit.
Right, but Roy, if he fucks up, he fucks up big. You know what I mean? Like Roy makes decisions and lives with them, and you know, that is part of it, right? That's part of what happens. And he, I don't know. I want to see. I don't know. You usually like all the messiness, and the fact that you're not even liking this messiness, I find interesting. So yeah, I'm not liking this.
It's just sad.
Yeah, exactly. And there's not any, you know, light on the horizon kind of thing. I do feel like with Ted, you know, Ted is probably of the characters on the show and has been somewhat continuously the most lost. Hmm. One of your father's predictions is that, you know, and I'd said this before, that Ted's going to go back to Kansas at the end of this season. He didn't say why he suddenly feels that, because, you know, this was the first episode where he said that, but I think, you know, something you said makes sense. The fact that he was talking to Henry, and Henry's like his North Star, Henry's his direction. Mm-hmm. He needs to get back to that. And that's such a big part of his identity, as being Henry's dad. And
with Henry having Ted be his North Star, because it would, with his advice, he wouldn't have bullied that kid. Mm-hmm. And I can see him at the end of this series going back to Kansas, but I mean, we'll see. I hope it's not for the reason of like, oh yeah, we lost and now you're going to get fired. I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's just going to be like him feeling like, okay, well, I feel like I fulfilled my duty here. You guys are in capable hands with like Roy or somebody, like being the coach or manager or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm good. And maybe Beard will stay.
We bring Nate.
I don't know if the team would trust Nate at this point, but maybe.
I don't know. I have a feeling that that's where it's going to go, but that's me.
Maybe.
I am concerned. Rebecca is like totally freaking lost to me, because, you know, like she, all of a sudden she's like, oh, the soulmate, knight in shining armor, whatever.
Shite in armor.
Like it was almost like she was thinking that X was the guy. It's like, no, you are completely lost. So I get the sense that she just is kind of lost. And so I feel like, and your daddy has an interesting theory about that. Jamie's number is 9.
Oh yeah, I was thinking with 9. I was thinking, oh yeah, well, whose number is 9? But I didn't check, so I forgot.
But I think that the whole prediction, and everyone asked, right? Higgins asked, like, why didn't you ask about the team? That's where her real family is. That's what they're talking about. That's what the whole psychic thing.
That's what I said.
Really is, and so. The fact that he's the shite nining armor, it's for the team, for the family, not for her personal romance. I don't
right.
think. I do think that.
No, I think that's, no, thinking about that now. Yeah. When you first said it, I was like, wait for her. And I was like, no, but no, yeah, for the team, he definitely, I think that's perfect.
That makes sense. I think that works. I've not figured out exactly how they're going to get Roy and Keely back on track, but
I think they definitely need to talk. I think he's going to be okay with the fact that she hooked up with the girl. I don't think he's going to care.
I don't think he's going to care at all.
No, he's not that kind of guy. But I think he only cared when it was Jamie and when they were unclear on their terms.
Right.
Because he hated Jamie, like with a burning passion at the time. So, but yeah. I think at this point, he's going to need, they just need to talk. I want them to talk so bad. I just need them, because we have not seen them talk like regular people yet. And it pisses me off that we're halfway through the season. We haven't seen that.
We're halfway through the season and Rebecca and Sam haven't talked either. Okay. I mean, I'm just like,
alone.
No, I mean, this is ridiculous in my opinion. You know, and I say that because, not just because I like a good solid, you know, romantic storyline. But, you know, they've done a lot with those storylines and now we're doing nothing. We're busy doing what from a storyline perspective? I just feel like we have discarded storylines that I cared about for just random stuff.
Yeah. But I'm glad Shandy's gone. That's going to take away that. I think now the main drama from Keely's office is going to be the Jack relationship, whatever that is. And I hope.
Well, right. So I can see the CFO like overhearing Keely telling Rebecca about it.
I can see that. But I also think that maybe Jack's just going to leave. And she's like, well, it was fun. Bye. I need to go to this other company because that's my job. And it was fun. Yeah. And then Keely being like, well, I guess I just didn't make a connection. And now I need to go back to the person who actually I made a connection with and talk to him about something for once. And I wanted to bring Phoebe back. I miss Phoebe. I think Roy is in a place. I think once the team starts winning again, Roy will feel a little bit more secure. I think Keely, once the CFO, well, not the CFO, Jack leaves, she's going to feel like, okay, well, I'm missing something. He's going to be like, well, I'm still missing something, even though we are winning. And then they're going to be like, well, I miss you. I hope you're in a better place now even if they aren't feeling really secure where they are right then, they can feel them, make them themselves feel better about it. Because even though they're busy, because like Phoebe said, you were always busy, but you guys were able to make it through because you guys had a healthy relationship. And so, I don't know. I hope that's what happens. I hope the CFO, Jack leaves. And then it being like, well, I didn't make a lasting connection there. It was for nothing. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like we, like Ted, are lost. And so I am hoping that things, you know, we start kind of paring things off and honing things down and just kind of getting more focused.
Yeah, I watched, for whatever reason, whenever I exited out of the episode, like the preview, not the preview, but the just, yeah, I guess the preview for the entire season came back on and I was looking at it again because I had seen it before when it was right about to come out. And I was like, oh, this is exciting. I was looking at it and I saw stuff that we haven't seen yet. And I'm like, okay, well, and I saw like Keely and Roy talking and I was like, oh, finally, they're going to talk. No way. They can do that. And then, and like Jamie doing something and like Roy giving the team a compliment and then Beard fainting or whatever. And so I'm like, I'm excited to see that. I saw them on a bus and I think the next episode is going to be them like on a field trip somewhere. Because I think I read a little bit of the synopsis. I think they're going on a field trip. Like maybe it's just going to be their retreat. It's kind of going to be their Liverpool from the first season or something like that. When they like went and beat that team and felt really good about themselves and went to karaoke and stuff. I hope it's going to be similar to that where they get their shit together. Because the next episode is called Sunflowers. So that doesn't really give us much to work with. But
no. No, but sunflowers in a field are good. And you know, as long as it doesn't end up with like a Van Gogh, somebody cutting their ear off kind of thing, I'm good.
I think it's taking place in Amsterdam, I think.
Oh God, maybe there is going to be a Van Gogh cutting his ear off thing.
Why Van Gogh?
Because he's Dutch and a painter and he painted sunflowers.
I don't know why I associate with him with the French.
Well, because I don't know. But we went to, and I'm just pitching this because if people get the opportunity, there was an interactive Van Gogh exhibit that we went to in Atlanta. They have a number of like these interactive exhibits that are super cool. Apparently they're doing a Monet water lilies thing.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's definitely going to be a Van Gogh thing.
Yeah.
They're just going to look at the sunflower painting and then they're going to be like, I've got it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but we are going to find out. So anyway, I'm curious. It will be fun. And well, or maybe people are just going to like smoke marijuana and get high in the red light district or whatever.
I mean, the driver of the bus definitely has plenty to like, they have frog venom. They can figure that out.
Yeah. But you know, I can totally see like Beard going off. And I don't want another Beard episode. I really do not. Anyway.
He's been funny this season though. I will admit.
But he always is funny in that one-off kind of way. He is a great foil to other characters. And I think that that is his best. Yeah, that is his best place. Anyway, we are looking forward to, please God, let's get this season like on track.
I hope that would be this next episode. I have a good feeling.
Me too.
Watch me be disappointed.
Sunny sunflowers. Anyway,
I believe in this next episode.
Right. And we hope that you join us. And
cheers.